My name's Laura Wigg-Bailey and I'm the Collections Access Officer for Historic Houses, and I look after Bramall Hall in Stockport and Staircase House, which is in the centre of Stockport as well. The main purpose of my role is to look after the collections in the houses and to help audiences and visitors to get the most out of those collections. So at Bramall Hall, it's a typical medieval manor house. It's developed over a long period of time, and the main part of the collection is the fixtures and fittings and the panelling, the flooring, the fireplaces. All the furniture that's in the hall is mostly come subsequent to it opening to the public and being owned by the council. So for me, my main duty, really, I feel, is to try and put across what's interesting about the structure and the, you know, the physical building itself. Although the collections and the furniture are nice and people like antique furniture, it's the building for me that I'd like to try and get across. So it's really amazing for me to have this arts and crafts collection to be able to get across, because it's quite unusual. Obviously there are other arts and crafts houses, but this is a house that has a long history of different families living here, and so interior design has become quite sort of become a mishmash over time. But in the Victorian period, the owner, Charles Neville, had the resources, being a textile merchant, to, you know, really go to town on the interior design. And he commissioned an architect and designer called George Faulkner Armitage, who was, you know, very prolific in this area and was based in Altrincham. And he never was actually a proclaimed arts and crafts artist. He just took influences from all over the place, and at the time the arts and crafts movement was a big influence, and lots of people drew on it without really subscribing to the movement or becoming part of a guild. So at Bramall Hall, George Faulkner Armitage did quite a few radical things. Well, I say radical, sort of major things, major works, as in extensions, staircases, you know, structural things. But also, he introduced a lot of finer detail, and that comes in the form of light fittings, door furniture, which can often blend into the historic doors that we have, but they're really, really magnificent and special. Also, fireplaces, fire dogs, metalwork, all those sort of little things that go towards making up, you know, the detail of the rooms. They're all arts and crafts based, or Art Nouveau, or Neo-Jacobean, they tend to be. But there's always some sort of the motifs of the arts and crafts movement, as in the flowers, sunflowers, tulips, they're all there. So we're in the withdrawing room here, and it's one of the grandest rooms of the house. And Charles Neville and George Faulkner Armitage wanted to really emphasise that. So in the fireplace, which is an Elizabethan fireplace in the main, they've put in a lovely new fire surround with the tiles, green tiles with organic motifs in. And also the spectacular fire surround and fire dogs. Now, fire dogs were just, they became decorative in the Victorian period, but they were originally for, you know, putting all the fire pokers and all the rest of it, laying them across there. But these are incredibly decorative. They're brass, and they have a sort of continuous organic motif, quite stylized, which was more common to the Art Nouveau period, but still, you know, was used in the arts and crafts movement as well. And so we've got the main motif is the tulip, which appears on the round section of the fire dog. And then all in the fire surround as well, you've got the intricate detail of whiplash and twirling patterns, which are again quite stylized, but still really reminiscent of nature and the organic theme of the arts and crafts movement.